Communication skills are crucial.
The main reason why we learn other languages is actually to connect to other people.
If you don't know how to have meaningful conversations, you're wasting your time.
We could talk about mastering introducing yourself, writing scripts and everything, but that would only get you so far, 30, 60 seconds into the conversation.
But what do you do when you have successfully introduced yourself? Then what? What do you say next? Oh yeah, citizens of the world, this is Thiago from Real Life English, where our mission is to guide you beyond the classroom to speak confident, natural English, connect to the world, and to use your English as the doorway to your greatest life. I am joined in the global studio today by the one and only Xenia. Hey Xenia, nice to see you.
Thank you Thiago, nice to see you too.
How's it going? How have you been?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to get into the Barbie mood because my daughter is asking to take her to the movies this Saturday. So, you know, this is the only pink t-shirt I could find.
Nice. Yeah, I think that movie just premiered, by the way, right?
Right. And by the way, last week when we were recording a podcast with Ethan, he was wearing a pink t-shirt. So probably he went to the premiere that day.
Look at that. Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching that one as well. People are hyping up about this movie. So yeah,
sure.
It got me curious to see it. But today we're going to be talking all about relationships, right, Xenia? And why, right? Because life is relationships. And in order for you to have meaningful, good relationships with people, you got to be able to connect with them on a deeper level to have great, meaningful conversations. If you think about it, in our personal life, with our family, with our kids, with our friends, there's relationships there. At work, our colleagues, our bosses, our clients. So how do you actually have meaningful conversations with people? So Xenia, starting with this topic here, which is fascinating, to be honest, I would say that the most important thing if you want to connect to people on a deeper level is don't focus on simply speaking, but focus on discovering the truth together with the other person. It's like you are exploring an idea, an opinion, an issue together. That mindset is going to take you really far in your conversations. That reminds me actually of a podcast that I've listened to recently on Lex Fridman. And he was interviewing the actor Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew said something interesting there, which is related to being present in the moment and being really interested in what the other person you are talking to has to say. In Matthew's words, he says that you should be less impressed and more involved. What he means by that is get out of your head. If you are talking to someone, get out of your head. Don't stay in your head because that's going to remove you from the present moment. Let me just read here very quickly a passage from that podcast. He says, if I'm here and I am so impressed or so worried, let's say, with talking to you today, I will not be able to be involved in this conversation. I'll be too impressed or too in my head. I'll be anticipating, oh, what's the question he or she's going to ask? Oh, I think I know the answer that he or she might love to hear. So you see, you are always in your head. Mm-hmm. So I really found that point interesting. Because the more present you can be, the more involved you can be in the conversation. So that's a first tip here that I could give. When talking to someone, be more involved with that person, more in the present moment.
Right. You know what it reminds me also? I was taking some dance classes a year ago. And actually, that's what my instructor was telling me. Hey, Xenia, get out of your head. I was trying to not make the wrong move. I was trying to count my steps because we were learning a dance. And it was mm-hmm. so difficult. So, and I think I heard a metaphor when they were comparing conversation with a dance. So a conversation you're having is like you're dancing with your partner, right? You should listen to your partner, right? And not be in your head. It's just like what you said, like don't think of your next move, of your next word. Just like be present and enjoy the dance.
I love that. Enjoy the dance. Enjoy the conversation dance, yeah. Right? Would you say this is also connected to being vulnerable, Xenia?
Totally, totally. Why I was afraid and was trying to count the steps, because I didn't want to, you know, make myself seem silly or, right, make a fool out of myself and break the dance. So I think it's about exactly that in the conversation as well. It's like letting yourself be open, share your maybe some imperfections, yeah, while letting our personal stories, we kind of try sometimes to make ourselves seem better than we actually are. It's exactly like wearing those masks as a protection because of fear or being like ashamed of who we are. But this vulnerability, I guess, and I think a really, really good TED talk on this topic is from Brené Brown. Our students could watch this TED mm-hmm. talk. We will link it in the description, where she exactly talks about that, about vulnerability, about being ready to open up, to look silly, right? To do some silly things, to get out of your comfort zone. But actually, it gives you this opportunity to build connection, to embrace yourself, mm-hmm. and just like go with the flow. And like you said at the beginning, be present in the moment.
You said a couple of things there that I want to point out for the viewers here and the listeners. First, you said open up. What does it mean when you open up to someone?
It's just like showing yourself, showing your true self, sharing your story, or just like, you know, open is the opposite of the closed. Yeah. So don't close your emotions, don't control your emotion, but show them.
Nice. And you also said go with the flow. What does it mean when you go with the flow in a conversation?
For me, I would understand it like, open up to what's going to happen. When you start a conversation, you don't have it scripted. So let yourself go with the flow means to let the conversation take you wherever it goes, wherever it takes you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've already touched on some interesting points here, right, Xenia? Being present in the moment with the person while you talk to them, also being vulnerable and open to being imperfect, yeah, and show your vulnerability, your imperfections. And what else would you say a person should have in mind to have those meaningful connections with people?
People are different, right? And for some people, it's easy to start. It's easy to start with some small talk and then go into a deeper conversation. But for other people, it may be a little bit more challenging. Maybe they don't mind getting into that meaningful conversation, but they just need more time. So we should remember about being patient with people and giving them that space to open up. I would also say that, again, returning to this dance metaphor, there is a rhythm to the conversation as well. And it's good to have those ups and downs, right? When you have a dynamic conversation and you're like full of emotion, you want to express, you want to talk to, you know, fast and, especially when the conversation is interesting. But be aware, you're not alone in this conversation. You have a partner who is listening to you. So maybe sometimes it's wise to give them time to process also. Give them, you know, some time to think of an answer, and also do the same. Also do the same while being an active listener. And give them time to build the thought and express what they're thinking. So patience and timing are essential for building this kind of conversations.
That actually reminds me of my wife, because we've been together for a long time at this point. We've been together for 12 years now. And my wife, by nature, she is not a person who naturally opens up. Mm-hmm. You know, she's that person you were describing. She needs more time to get to a point where she's actually sharing her thoughts, her feelings. And at the beginning of our relationship, I kind of made a lot of mistakes with that, because I would ask her a question. Hey, what do you think about this? How do you feel about that? And I wouldn't wait or I would get impatient because she needed that extra time to process everything and start sharing and start talking. So what I learned through time, throughout time with her, is that I just have to give her some time. So nowadays, what I do is I ask her, what you think about this? How you feel about this? And I wait. And it's a little uncomfortable sometimes. It was in the past more because you have that silence, right?
Yeah.
But she's processing, yeah, her thoughts, her feelings. And then she finally starts speaking up. She finally starts sharing. Another mistake I used to make in the past was as soon as she started sharing, I would jump right in, you know, and share my take on it or offer solutions or, and it was terrible because what I was doing was I was putting her back to the listener position and then she would shut down and just listen. And then I was the one doing the talking again, right? So nowadays it's much better and it's been working well for us because I wait after asking a question, she starts speaking and I just stay quiet and she goes and she goes. And then I keep checking like, do you want to share anything else? Is there anything else on her mind? And wait. And she continues. When I feel like she has let it all out, she has shared everything, I still confirm, like, are you done? Yeah.
Good.
Is there anything? And then she says, yeah. And then she says, yes, I'm done. And then I start sharing my take, my thoughts, like that. But it illustrates well this point you're making. Be patient with the other person because some people, they might need more time to get to that sharing level or sharing on a deeper level, right?
That's so true. And this is, I found what we have in common. I'm just like you. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning, give people space. My daughter and me, we are complete opposites, like in this regard. I mean, she's also sociable like me. She also likes communication and everything. But in terms of this needing time, like I like everything to happen fast and like everything like you described, like I'm like shooting questions and like I'm expecting right away the answers, and she's like that. She's like, she needs time, and I'm still working on myself because I should understand that she has this different rhythm. She needs that time. Mm-hmm, exactly. It's very important, actually. And this is like, actually, you know, some people, especially our English learners, they find it hard and challenging and they want to grow to this level of fast speaking natives. What I want to say is that sometimes to slow yourself down is as challenging.
Give yourself time to gather your thoughts before speaking. Another point I would mention here, Ksenia, is learning to ask questions and learning to ask better questions, better quality questions. But before that, I think now is the perfect moment for a shout out to one of our app users.
So the shout out we have today was sent by Sonia, and Sonia writes, "It's been a really good experience using the Real Life English app. I've been talking to plenty of people who are from all around the world. It's literally a great experience and honor for me. Thank you for everything. You guys have become part of my English journey." Oh, thank you so much, Sonia, for inviting us to your journey.
That's amazing, Sonia. Thank you so much. And dear listener, do it just like Sonia and start using the Real Life English app. It is free to download, and I highly recommend you do so. With the Real Life English app, you can listen to the podcast here, but there's a difference. We give you an interactive transcript for the episode of the week. That means that you can actually read along every single word we are using in the episode. This is great for your reading skills and also listening skills. We also give you some flashcards that help you memorize some of the vocabulary we define here faster, all right? And that's not all. With the app, you can have a 4 to 8 minute conversation with anybody around the world at the touch of a button to practice your speaking skills. So again, the app is free to download and try. Make sure you do that. I'm going to leave the link to the app here in the description of this video if you're watching us on YouTube. The link is also available in the show notes if you are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other place. And you can also go to Google Play Store, Apple App Store, search for Real Life English and download the app from there. Give it a try. I'm sure you will love it. All right? I think the best type of questions you can ask in a conversation are open-ended questions. And how can you do that? By using the words what, where, when, who, how, why. So just to give you a few examples here, let's say what, where, when. All right. Imagine you are talking to someone. A good question you could ask is, oh, what did you do after that? Mm-hmm. Imagine the person just shared something with you, maybe a story, mm-hmm. and then you can tell, oh, that's interesting. What did you do after that? And the person will keep sharing, right? Or you could ask a where question. Like, imagine you are talking to someone and the person is talking about her job, his or her job. And then you can say, oh, that's cool. By the way, where would you work if you had the chance?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if the conversation is about living abroad or traveling, you could ask, where would you live if you had the chance? You see, it's an interesting question that for sure will prompt the other person to share more information with you.
Just to remind our listeners that open-ended question means that it's not a yes or no answer. Yeah, it is followed by some broader, more detailed response rather than yes or no. Try to avoid that in the conversations, because if you ask someone and they just answer yes, the conversation is not flowing, right?
you are closing the conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Not opening it, right? Just to give you one last example with when do you feel most energetic during the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about you, Thiago? Would you answer your own question? Where do you feel, when in the day you feel most energetic?
You know, I would say right after my first cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got to have
You're
my first cup
person,
of coffee.
You're a coffee person, right? You know, there are two camps, tea and coffee.
I am from the coffee camp. You know, I was teaching a student a few months ago, and she was so funny. She said that she needed to drink coffee in the morning because by drinking coffee, she was downloading her soul. Yeah. And I feel exactly like that, you know, like my soul is not downloaded yet when I get up, but when I drink the coffee, you know, I'm downloading my soul little by little. Like, you know, it's nice. Xenia, could you give more examples of questions a person could use?
Let me remember which one you didn't use. I think who. For example, who do you speak to when you need a piece of advice? Mm. Yeah, so a person can answer that question and then you could continue with why. Why is that person is the right person for you to turn to, right?
That's a good one.
Okay, another one with how? I don't know, how? How do you balance your work and personal life? That's a nice starter. You can learn a lot from another person, right? Maybe you can pick up some useful tips. How do you balance your personal life with your work, Thiago?
That's a good question. Just to give a demonstration here, I would answer something like, well, I always try to incorporate activities that I like doing, not only on the weekend, but also during the week, right? So playing guitar, for example, is important to me. It makes me feel good. So I always try to play a little bit, even during the week. I don't wait until the weekend to play my guitar. So even though I have to work, I always, you know, find 10, 15 minutes there to grab it and watch it. And let's say spending time with family, that's another way I found to balance work and life. That's a good question, by the way. How about you, Xenia? How do you do that?
For me, I'm lucky to live in the country where we have all four seasons. So what I do is I try to connect with nature. And the best thing here, it's different in each season. So right now it's summer here. And I really enjoy just walking in the park or going to the river or, you know, enjoying this really, really nice weather. Just simply doing nothing, just contemplating this, I don't know, greenery and landscapes, right? Maybe making short trips somewhere outside the city. And in winter, it's absolutely different. So I like that. I like that.
What's contemplating mean, by the way?
Contemplating. It's like observing, but with this exactly this time and patience, not in a hurry, like, you know, giving yourself time to observe and maybe take in what you are looking at, right?
Well, you see, guys, this is just a demonstration of how you can use open-ended questions for conversation. And, you know, you ask one, the other person responds. You can ask another one, or you can comment on what the person just shared. And that's how you go. Yeah. And remember, being present in the moment and being vulnerable as well, and waiting for the other person to gather the thoughts before sharing your own thoughts. Now, guys, it's time for the big challenge of the day. And the big challenge is, come up with a list of good, open-ended questions you could ask someone when starting a new job. That's the situation. Imagine you are starting a new job, first day at work. What are some good what, where, when, how questions you could ask people around you, your coworkers, or even your boss? All right? So share your questions here in the comment section on YouTube if you are watching us here. You can also send us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com. Or if you prefer, you can send us a voice message with your questions. The voice message can be sent to speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish. That is speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish, real life double L, don't forget that. The link for that will also be in the description and in the show notes, okay? Don't forget to keep your audio message short, 30 seconds or less. We really appreciate it. And to close this episode, Xenia, I have here a nice comment on YouTube that was left in the latest, in one of the latest episodes we did about music. And the question we asked there was, share with us the meaning of a song that you really like. All right. So could you read this comment here from a viewer, Xenia? Let's see what this viewer says.
So he says that he feels like there are three stories told in the song. The first one is about a woman with her little baby. Another storyline is about two happy elders who still love each other. And the final one is his favorite, his own story, the story of a songwriter about him and his sister. Mm-hmm. So he highly recommends us listen to this song. Thank you.
Awesome. By the way, I have listened to this song and it's a wonderful recommendation. Thank you so much. I love the song and it's really a story that the singer is telling there with the song, which is awesome. So yeah, guys, do check it out. It's Alec Benjamin's If We Have Each Other. Okay. Guys, that's pretty much all we have for you guys today. And a free way for you to support us is by leaving a 5-star review if you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else. If you are watching this podcast on YouTube, support us by subscribing to the channel, hitting the bell, and also sharing this channel with your friends and family so that we can impact even more people. All right. And I hope you guys enjoy today's episode and conversation about meaningful interactions and meaningful conversations. Stay tuned for next week's episode. And remember, no matter what divides us, that which unites us is far greater. All right. Xenia, wonderful to have you here again on the podcast and looking forward to talking to you again pretty soon.
Thanks, Thiago. Thank you.
Awesome. So 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.